beef is under attack again, this time by the Dietary Guidelines for Americans and their quote-unquote scientific report that was published on Tuesday. The report recommends less red meat consumption.
The dietary guidelines ideally are supposed to be pretty objective and guided by sound science, and that's what the first half of the process is designed to do.
That's Sigrid Johannes, Director of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. She joined us on the latest Indiana Ag Policy podcast from Hoosier Ag Today to discuss the dietary guidelines that ultimately impact school lunch and other federal food programs and are sent out to medical professionals for recommendations on Americans' diets.
This time, I would say the scientific report has landed on some pretty misguided conclusions, some pretty baseless conclusions. They're not really following the science that we've watched them examine for nearly 2 years now. And so as we shift this month in December into the next phase of this process, which kind of takes this from the scientific to the political over at USDA and HHS, we really want to make sure that some of the least valid conclusions that made it into that report don't make it into the final copy of the actual Dietary Guidelines for Americans.
This process of updating the guidelines happens every 5 years, which in theory spans different presidential administrations and Congresses, so politics shouldn't play a big part in the scientific aspect of this. However, Johannes says it would be naive to think politics aren't part of it.
I don't think it's that much of a stretch to look at all of the other actions USDA under President Biden have been taking for the last 4 years and this single-minded focus on climate. You know, I think there's a lot of the decisions in this nutrition report, this nutrition guidelines, that are not being made based on nutritional issues or nutritional facts at all. They're looking at environmental issues. They're looking at an agenda that's sort of right out of the box without even really looking at the facts on the ground, decided that beef's bad for the environment. And how can we try and cut that back?
Now that the advisory committee has completed its report, it will now be sent to USDA and the Department of Health and Human Sciences, where the agencies will evaluate the committee's recommendations and translate that information into the final guidelines. Johannes says the call to action for cattlemen and women, as well as meat lovers like me, is to put pressure on those agency folks, as well as your members of Congress, to make sure they do follow the science. You can hear more from Johannes in the Indiana Ag Policy Podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts, and in the Hoosier Ag Today mobile app.